This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. Hope you're well.
Boker Tov, yes. Some interesting things. Of course, we're on Erev Shavuot today, and so it's relatively quiet. A lot of people taking some vacation today. And a very unseasonably cool weather for Shavuot.
Yes, I hear so.
Quite warm weather at this time of year, but today it's relatively cool, bit of wind, overcast, and maybe that's not a bad thing because I know a lot of people will be walking.
Oh, Anthony, are you there?
That's... Some people like to go to the hotel in the early hours of tomorrow morning to read the Megillah, and so maybe the cooler weather will encourage more people to get involved in that. But we are certainly preparing for Shavuot, even though the situation continues to be tense.
There's somehow your line keeps going in and out. Anthony, we've been having a conversation here. I went on a bit of a rant about Ben Gvir and his behavior. Most people agreeing with me, one or two kinda agreeing with me, and then one or two not agreeing with me at all. Ansan saying, I will rather follow Ben Gvir into war than follow me. I mean, I don't think it was an option. But now, and besides, Ben Gvir didn't actually serve in the IDF, which is a point I made. And now says, Howard, I don't care if he served in the IDF. It's a philosophy. Treat Jewish haters harshly. Your pacifist attitude of turning the other cheek gets the Jewish people nowhere. I've been accused of a lot of things, not of turning the other cheek. A more balanced presentation on your station between left and right leaning guests is desperately needed. To continue having to listen to some of your liberal views of you and Simon is nauseating. All right, so there we go. So not everybody agreeing clearly with me, which is cool. I don't mind. I'm very comfortable with that. Anthony, what has been, first of all, what happened? A few people saying, what am I actually going on about?
So what happened was that the flotilla activists, I don't know what we should call them. I don't want to call them terrorists because I don't want to denigrate the term terrorists. I don't know that they really are terrorists, but let's call them activists for the purposes of this conversation. There were some 400 of them who decided that they were going to sail into Gaza. Now, I know that these are all peace-loving people, and I know that this is really something of an adventure. What we've discovered on the previous flotillas is no humanitarian aid, lots of condoms, apparently lots of drugs on these boats. So it's almost like, you know, sort of an adventure holiday.
Love boat 2026,
exactly, something like that. But the point is that they are attempting to so-called break the Gaza blockade. What they plan to do when they get to Gaza is unclear to me, but I think the main intention is to reflect negatively on Israel, to try somehow to position Israel in a negative light. They are anti-Israel more than they are pro-Gaza. And I don't know that many of them really understand the term pro-Gaza, but they're really anti-Israeli.
Agreed.
And anti-Israeli.
No, I don't think there's any real legitimacy to any of their
Yeah, it's just all about trying to show Israel up in a negative light. And I think we need to understand that. So if we take all of that into consideration, and if we consider the fact that we have to deploy our elite naval forces to go out into international waters and to intercept these boats over and over and over again, using very, very badly needed manpower, very, very expensive and elite manpower to go out in order to make sure that this doesn't create a major diplomatic incident, as is quite possible and has happened in the past. All of this needs to be very, very carefully navigated. Those 400 odd people were brought yesterday to Ashdod. They were bound. They were put on the floor when they were brought to Ashdod. And then, of course, Itamar Ben-Gvir turned up at this welcoming party with his Israeli flag, which he was waving. And he was shouting at them and telling them that, you know, shouting some slurs in order to try to somehow give a little bit more, I don't know, throw some explosive material into the situation. And of course, the cameras were rolling and it showed how they were being treated. And it showed Ben-Gvir marching around amongst them, really belittling them as much as possible. And, you know, I can understand the view that says, look, guys, we need to do whatever we can to discourage the sort of behavior. And if what we do is give them a hummus sandwich and put them on the next flight out of Israel, then the chances are that they're going to want to do this again. It sounds quite a good idea. You know, the picture of Greta with her sandwich and then being shipped out of Israel relatively quietly and calmly doesn't necessarily discourage people from doing this again. It's almost like saying, why do you send people to prison and treat them badly in prison? The idea is to try somehow to discourage that sort of behavior and to try and show that there are consequences, that you can't just do this for free. You can't just raise Israel's name in the international community, bring it into disrepute, you know, be negative, and expect to get away with it without any consequences, because that's almost like what's been happening up until now. So Ben-Gvir decided that he needed to rub a little bit more into this wound, some salt into the wound, and to try and somehow, I mean, he was really trying to light a fire, I suppose, amongst those activists who were there on the floor and bound and all that kind of stuff. Now, I don't know that that's helped Israel's image in any way. I know that on the one hand, we do want to discourage their behavior, but I don't know that Ben-Gvir marching around in the way that he did necessarily helped anything. Does Ben-Gvir care about that? Not a jot, nothing at all. What he cares about is effectively getting some sort of revenge on these people to try and, I don't know, punish them, to discourage them. I don't know what he was trying to do. I don't think it helped Israel's image. And as I said, Ben-Gvir doesn't really care about any of that sort of stuff. And therein lies some of the problem, because on the one hand, I agree with some of your more right-wing listeners who feel that there needs to be consequences. This is not for free, guys. And unfortunately, up until now, thousands of activists have got away with this for free. I mean, that's what's happened. However, Ben-Gvir's behavior doesn't necessarily help things either, because you could argue that the activists would say, wow, if that's what Ben-Gvir is going to do and is going to make Israel's name look like mud in the international community, let's do it again. Let's take upon us whatever we can do in order to try and light Ben-Gvir, to activate him to try and do this again, because we know that in the international community, this really helps our cause and not his. And I think therein lies the issue, that I think Ben-Gvir would be a little better off if he would think about the sort of greater good rather than his own desire to extract some sort of revenge and to punish these individuals who clearly don't deserve gentle treatment. I mean, they're not here to be friends of ours. They're not here to try and help the cause in any way. They're here to do us damage. So let's recognize that. But let's also be sensible and a little bit bigger and say, if they are here to do us damage, let's try and minimize that damage as much as possible. Do we want them to bear the consequences? Do we want them to feel that they shouldn't do this again? Absolutely. Does that mean giving them hummus sandwiches and putting on the next flight out? Probably not. But also, I don't think it means marching around with your Israeli flag with people lying on the floor with their hands clearly bound behind, cameras rolling, and all of that going on to the international community. I don't think that helps either. I think we need here to be a little bit more strategic in analyzing and assessing what we want to do and how we want to deal with this. This problem is not going away anytime soon. And it would be interesting for me to hear from listeners what they think Israel should do in order, on the one hand, to bring consequences to the actions of these activists and make sure that they pay a price, that they are discouraged from doing it again, but at the same time, not make Israel's name look like mud and not bring difficulty for Jews around the world as a result of that.
What is likely to happen to him? I mean, surely there would be, I mean, Netanyahu and most of the Israeli, many prominent figures in Israeli parliament have criticized him and condemned his behavior. Can he be removed from his position for this?
In theory, he could be removed from his position. The prime minister could fire him. The Attorney General has already given a number of different opinions outlining why she thinks Ben-Gvir shouldn't have been in his position in the first place. The reality is that the Knesset has already voted its first vote on dissolving the Knesset ahead of the next election. And the likelihood is that within the next couple of weeks, the second and third vote will be taken to dissolve the Knesset. The elections are due no later than October the 27th, but the likelihood is that there may well be an election either in the first week of September or in the last week of September. Dates have been identified that could work for an election. So that's when the next election is likely to happen. I think that Ben-Gvir will survive until then. And I think then the general public will come out and vote either for him or against him. And the question is whether some of what he's been doing now is not something of an election activity, some sort of part of his election campaign to raise his profile a little bit and to get a little bit more support. His popularity has gone up and down quite dramatically depending on events of the day. And I think many in Israel are hoping that he will somehow be voted out of the Knesset. I somehow don't think so. I think we're going to have to deal with Ben-Gvir for some years ahead yet. I think he probably will be returned to the Knesset. Is he likely to be part of the next government? I'm unsure about that. Indications are probably not, but obviously that remains to be seen.
So we don't have a lot of time, but quickly let's just talk about the next steps with regard to Iran.
Well, the reports say that Bibi and President Trump had a conversation on Tuesday. One report says Bibi's hair was on fire as a result of the conversation that he had with President Trump, which all means that Prime Minister Netanyahu really wasn't happy with what President Trump was presenting to him. I think that Netanyahu wanted Trump to act immediately and to renew the conflict with Iran in order to achieve the three things that we've already discussed: get rid of their missile threat, potentially overthrow the regime or create an environment to overthrow the regime, and of course take care of the nuclear industry. Those are the three things that still haven't been taken care of that Prime Minister Netanyahu will definitely want to see taken care of. President Trump is going down the diplomatic route right now. There do seem to be talks ongoing, discussions particularly with Pakistan involved, with drafts backwards and forwards. President Trump once again threatening very violently what he might do if Iran doesn't come up with the goods and adhere to whatever the US is wanting to do. My take on this is that if Iran hasn't already delivered what the US is seeking, how likely is it that they're going to do so now? I think as every day goes on, their negotiating position strengthens rather than weakens. And I think that they're going to be demanding more and more. There are certain basic demands which are just not acceptable to the US from the outset. And I can't see how Iran is going to get away from that. For example, they want compensation for all the damage that's been done in the war. The US is never, ever going to agree to that. They're still insisting upon it. I don't know how that's going to work out. So while the diplomatic negotiations continue, apparently Bibi's hair is on fire. And it's unclear to me whether these discussions will produce anything of any use. We're now going, of course, into a long weekend. For Israel, it's very unusual to have 2 days of holiday, one after the other, Friday being Chag, Saturday being Shabbat. But that's the way it's working out right now. So I guess that by the time we get to Sunday, everybody will be impatient to see what's happening next. I wish everybody a Chag Sameach, a Shabbat Shalom, and I have little doubt that by the time we get to Monday, which seems a long way away from now, there will be a lot to talk about.
As always, Anthony Reich, wishing you a Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch you on Monday morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. See you.